Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Kind of winging it here and trying to make sure I got things working. We're having some technical difficulties. But we'll just continue on live here. My name's Eldon McFarling. We're trying to do the Blog Talk Radio from Dallas tonight. And I just trying to get everything working here. Let me try and run something here and just see if it works, and we'll kind of check it from there. Just bear with me one second. And
do you have irregular tire wear and vibration? Need to get more miles out of your tires and your fuel tank? You need True Balance Wheel Centering Product.
Get your headset.
These patented products center the wheels back to the wheel stud. The result is increased tire life, increased fuel mileage, and the smoothest ride possible, period. Go to the website, www.trutru-bal.com, and see what True Balance has done for other drivers just like you. If you drive a truck, True Balance is a must. Call us today at 866-686-9285 and get your center on.
Okay, I'm going to take a call here, and we'll just to double check that everything's working. So, there we go. Are you on the air?
I think so. Can you hear me?
Okay. I'm sorry, we're having some. There, try that.
Okay, testing.
There we go. Okay, now we're working. Sorry, folks, we're having some technical problems, a little new stuff to us tonight, but I think we're going to get through it. My name's Eldon McFarling. I got my wife Rose on the line with me. We are live from Dallas, Texas. We were headed over for the Dallas Truck Show today and wanted to start off talking about that just a little bit. There's just a lot to see there, but we got in and got to see, well, we started out with Trucker Charity when we wound our way over there. Actually, we went to a Michelin tire seminar first thing, and I got a lot of good stuff out of that. And then we got over to Trucker Charity to see Lance and Casey and the gang there, and made it over to get a little of the free stuff, and then saw Kevin and Lisa and all the great folks around there. So we'll probably go over some of that just a little bit here a little bit later.
This is echoing real bad.
Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm going to, since I don't know what it sounds like on the air or on the phone, I'm going to bring on a caller that's in the queue here, and so we can see, get a little feedback, make sure everything's working. So we're going to go to 8699 if you're there. And
hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Good afternoon, Eldon. It's Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Yeah, it's sounding good on your end. I can hear Rose in the background. But you're coming through loud and clear.
Okay, that's what we needed to know. It's been a real last-minute fumble here getting things to work. So I'm glad to know we're getting out there. And what are you up to tonight?
Sitting at home up here in Minnesota. So, I don't know if you want to open with your stuff from the show. Otherwise, the thing I was calling about, I was reading an article today about, a year or two ago they passed with intermobile chassis, how the DOT was going to start enforcing that the owners of the chassis, you know, would be liable DOT-wise to start doing better maintenance on them. Well, now the large steamship container owners, they're going to quit supplying chassis. It'll be up to the trucking companies to own their own.
Have you ever pulled those things?
Yeah, I've done a little bit of part-time. And, yeah, there is a maintenance issue with them. But it's just one of them things, you know, that unintended consequences that, the drivers fight to have the law on their side, and they're still going to end up losing anyway.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of a particular thing that's really a mess because, you know, the chassis get moved all over the place and, the different companies and different containers and everything. So that is a real management nightmare for, you know, compared to guys like me that have their own trailer, you know, and only have to worry about that. I don't know what the answer is there, but I have seen some of those that were really, really bad. You know, they shouldn't be out on the road, and it does put the driver in a particularly bad situation, you know, to go pick up a container and have the, you know, brakes are falling apart or the wheels or tires or something, you know, something's wrong with it.
Yeah, and then you hook up to it in their yard, and it's, you know, if you decide to get it fixed, you're probably going to lose out on a load for the day, or you're going to sit there for an hour or two, and it, you know, it's a real tough situation. I mean, I guess I don't disagree with the fact that a lot of them are going to, you know, stop supplying chassis, and if the trucking companies take them over, you know, if the rates work out for it, and it, you know, it could end up being an improvement there, but it puts the little guy in a predicament.
Yeah, it sure does. That may be the way it has to kind of shake out, though. Maybe a company big enough to own a bunch of chassis and control them, you know, will end up, you know, eventually they'll be the only ones that's able to service that market. So,
yeah. Well, there is the leasing option too. There's a lot of them. You can rent a trailer or a chassis, and you know, you can lease them that are usually really close to the container ports. You know, it's the same type of situation though. You know, I mean, you'll drive in their yard and go look for a chassis, and you got to pick through 15 of them before you find one that's legal to pull down the road.
Yeah, that's really, I wonder if the shipping companies couldn't hire guys to kind of work through that, you know, so that it's ready to go when a driver gets there.
Yeah, well, that's overhead for them that they don't feel necessary, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of a stepchild. Nobody wants to do it, and then, but the poor guy that pulls out the gate with a problem is the guy that's in trouble. So yeah, I don't really know a good answer for that. But.
So the Dallas Truck Show, you're hanging out down there. Is the weather warm enough for you?
It's really nice here. It was kind of overcast most of the day when I was outside, and it wasn't as hot as it's been.
Okay.
And the air conditioner's working good inside the building, so so far we're doing good. We always kind of wing everything, and so, you know, when I got here, I told Lance at the Trucker Charity booth that we would be willing to do some testing of charged air coolers, but I thought that would be, you know, the friends that would talk to Kevin and maybe, you know, come and see Lance or whatever. And I thought that Duralite did free charged air cooler testings at all the shows, but we found out later that they don't do that anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I see Lance had posted a picture of you testing one of them on a
Okay. Now he's real handy on the buttons. It would have taken me a while to get to that. But yeah, we did. So we did a couple of those tonight. And so anybody that's on the line here that's at the Dallas Truck Show, if you want your Charge Air cooler tested, you stop by the Trucker Charity booth or you look up Kevin Rutherford or Lisa Campbell and let us know. You know, we'll try and get as many of them as we can. We have, fortunately, we don't have to load out till Monday, so we can be around even after the show. That's one thing that is going on. And if you go over to the Duralite, I think they'll send you over to us, too. They were kind of happy to find somebody doing that. So, but anyway, so that's one thing. I did want to talk a little bit about Trucker Charity because we have a raffle going on, and there's some really good stuff. And there's a Charge Air cooler tester in the raffle, in the pile for the raffle. So if you're looking for one of them, stop by, buy a few tickets. Got a real nice Blue Parrot headset. Spill kit. There's all kinds of goodies. OPS One system. And so I don't really know if we have a way. I was thinking of this coming home to the motel here. If we could, anybody online wanted to make a donation and buy a raffle ticket, I think we can do it. But we'd be winging it again. We don't really have a system here. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll throw out Lance's number and let him worry about it. So if you want to make a PayPal donation, get in on the raffle, call Lance at 618-580-3620. And you never know. You just might get that OPS one you're looking for. The other thing the first thing I did was a seminar put on by Michelin, and they were talking about rolling resistance and how the tires are designed, you know, to lower the rolling resistance and the difference between like 1980 model tires to what we have now. And also some of the different compounding. So the best tires they have now are about 25% less rolling resistance than in 1980. So it's a big difference in fuel consumption.
Yeah, I have the Michelin XZA3s, and I actually just put a used one on today. One of them got down to 430 seconds, and I had 160,000 miles on it.
Now, is that on the steer position?
Yeah, that's on the steer.
Mhm.
So I was pretty impressed with that, and like I say, I rotated the other one around and put a used one on, just try to use what I got left before the snow flies, and then I'll put a brand new set on right before when the snow starts to fly, so I got a few used ones here I can use up.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Now, are you running, what are you running for drive tires?
I have the Michelin XDA Energy. XDA Energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on, I got the single drive axle with a tag, or pusher, I guess you'd call it, up in front. And then I got trailer tires on the tag axle. And I found that them, I got the XTA, which is the trailer tire energy, on the tag. And I've got about 130 or 140,000 miles on them. And I don't think I've wore off 5/32 of them tires yet.
You know, that's something I notice on my trailer tires, that they start out. They start out with a lower tread depth, but they seem to last. You know, they wear slower rate. So,
I believe, and I'm not sure on this, I'd have to go back and look. The XTA Energy, and I have 22.5 Low Pros, only had 13/32 brand new.
Yeah, that sounds right. So,
any chance you've made it over to the Bose seat display or simulator, or planning on it?
They have one of those seats on display at Fitzgerald's display. And it's not too far away is the simulator, but we didn't make it over there today. And we do have that on the list here if we can make the rounds there. It's kind of tough sometimes. It gets kind of busy and you don't get much done.
Yeah, I made it to that, to their simulator there in Louisville, and it it's worth the experience. Quite an impressive seat. I plan on buying one now that Truck City Service is going to be an installer for them, supplier. So,
I was going to ask Rose here if she wants to get one of those for her truck, but I don't know if she's.
If she goes and sits in the simulator, she'll be sold.
Well, I'll have
you'll
to
have,
go
you'll
there
have
now.
To go work a little harder, Eldon, to pay for it.
Well, I guess it's a good thing you called. Now we'll have to go over there and check it out.
Yeah. He's been after me to get a different seat for the truck.
Well, you'll be sold after a few minutes in that one.
Well, that isn't exactly the one I had in mind, but certainly we'll check it out. And the way it's going, it'll be worth more than our truck.
Yeah, well, I'm probably about in that same boat. Up there at 1.5 million miles, and the value just keeps going down.
Yeah, that's. But we'll deal with that. You know, the funny thing is that $10,000 truck makes just as much money as a brand new one on, you know, the loads we're pulling. So.
Oh yeah, and that, in today's market and economy, I know plenty of guys that got pretty good sized truck payments still, and you know they're doing fine. But I don't know. I'm glad I'm not in that situation.
Yeah, I am too. That's something we don't need here. Well, I think we got another call here, Matt. I think I'm gonna take another call and get on to a few other things. Appreciate you checking in.
All right.
And at least we're getting out to somebody tonight. So.
Good night, Matt.
Good night.
Okay. And did you want to say anything about anything you saw today? Any thing you're looking forward to do tomorrow?
I'm wearing the health stuff. And I the people that I stopped at didn't have any literature, but it was something like a TENS unit that worked on your body. So I'm going to check more of that out tomorrow.
Okay.
That's
and that
for the pain in your body.
And wasn't that there, there's more than one there? At the show,
that's
so
I've been told. I made it to one called Rhythm Touch, and it has to do with the aches and pains in your body, and it kind of reminded me of a Rife machine. I don't know if anybody's, how many people are familiar with the Rife machine, but it's the frequencies that get sent through your body. This was something very small, but you could apply it to the areas on your body where you've got a lot of pain, and it works on, you know, you put it on for about 15 minutes, and it does help you feel better. I applied it to a couple of places where I had pain. It seemed to work pretty well.
Well, we'll do some checking. We'll check that out a little more tomorrow. I'm going to bring on a caller with 5382 on the line here. Or I'm going to attempt to anyway. There we go. I think we got you. Who we got there?
Hey, Alden. It's Dale. How are you doing?
Well, hi, Dale. I'm doing pretty good.
So tell me, is there anything at the show this year that we just can't possibly live without?
Everything.
Well, yeah, I brought my wife along, and she has the checkbook. And
oh.
I've noticed a lot of things that I would want to take a second look at, but we'll see how that goes. But there is a lot there.
I've got a brand new 386 if you were looking for something to get me for Christmas.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. My addiction is with the tools and equipment and things like that. So I'm sure that I'll be looking over some of that kind of stuff.
Does there look to be anything, you know, really earth-shattering for technology coming around, or just kind of the same old, same old?
Well, there's some displays of some new stuff, like the PACCAR has a new engine out, and they've got that type of thing, and some of the newer model, you know, SCR engines and those kind of things that are just coming out. I didn't get to see if there was anything, you know, just real cutting edge there. I haven't really come across it yet.
Oh, okay. I've got one of those SCR engines. And it, you know, so far so good. Are they, any of the travel centers represented there?
Yeah, I think there's quite a few. I know the Love's chain is pushing that they're doing tire service now, and so they have a lot of information on that, and they're bringing out, you know, some, like a lot of the Michelin tires they're having at their center, so guys that are using those can get service there. Let's see. I noticed on the list, I think there's TA and maybe some others that were on there, but it's a lot of ground to cover, so we didn't really get to any of them today.
Oh, okay. My biggest curiosity, I guess, is the SCR. You know, if they're represented and just how they're going to expand that network.
Like on the bulk diesel exhaust fluid?
Yeah.
I have seen, you know, a few places with small containers, like gallons and 2-gallon containers. Seem pretty pricey to me, the places I've seen it.
Yeah, Pilot seems to be the only trendsetter out there that's really getting after the bulk dispensers at the fuel islands. I'm just curious if anybody else has jumped on the bandwagon and announced that they're going to get with the program. Considering everybody but International's gone SCR, so.
Yeah, I'll have to. I didn't really. I don't have one, and I don't. I'm not that. That wasn't the first thing I was interested in, but I will check that out a little bit because I was curious on that too, because I haven't seen any bulk, but we don't normally go to any Pilots where we go, so haven't seen any in our area anyway.
Gee, since you're at the truck show, it's time to update because life without payments just isn't life.
we got plenty of other payments other than track. No need to worry.
Okay, I don't know. I was just curious.
I was going to say, especially after I buy the Bose tomorrow.
Have they got one of their seats there?
I was talking to somebody that said they sat in it. So,
Truck City Service has one on display, and then they install them as well. And then I believe they had one in a truck, one of the trucks they brought down. So,
is anybody talking about the price, or are they just doing that only in front of a paramedic?
Probably a little of both. I think I didn't ask, but I saw $57.95 somewhere. I don't know if that's the first price or the last price or the good guy price or what, but
gosh, that's not as bad. I was expecting more.
Yeah, I thought I heard close to 10,000 when the first I heard of it. So,
yeah.
But
you'll have to give us a full report.
Yeah, I'll check that out. I think Rose had a logbook question for you.
Oh, okay.
I do. Yeah, I was wondering if I had a log in that I drove to the show today.
Bob Talon from the motel. I said it's personal conveyance.
No, that's a serious question. I was going to go to the to talk to, what was the guy's name, Monty?
If you as long as you go back and forth, that's personal miles. As long as you start and stop from the same location, it's personal miles. So you can go back and forth to the hotel all week, and that's not a big deal. When does it stop being personal miles?
Yeah. No. Okay. So I can, as long as I'm just calling it all personal.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just can't go from Dallas to Fort Worth. Like you're in Dallas right now, you can't drive over to Fort Worth and then stab a trailer and start your trip.
Okay. Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
There we go.
Well,
316.
That kind of answers it. They we dropped our trailer over in Fort Worth, so everything after that would be
Yep, that's all personal miles, and then you go back out to Fort Worth and start your trip from there.
Yep, okay.
Well, take care, and I'll sit back and listen in.
Okay, and I believe you're going to be on tomorrow night, aren't you, Dale?
Yes, tomorrow night we've got a guest. Robert Enns is the dispatch supervisor for the carrier that I'm leased to. And we were just going to talk about how to maintain and cultivate a good relationship with dispatch, and kind of get away from the us and them. So that's going to be tomorrow night's theme.
Okay, well that sounds really interesting. We'll probably be wore out from test and charge air coolers. So, but we'll try and check in later tomorrow.
Okay, take care.
Okay, well thanks for checking in, Dale.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, I think got a couple calls here. We'll go ahead and get on to the next one. And caller 5709, we're going to go to you next here. If I can mash the right button there, you should be on now.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Who we got here?
We got Roger.
Oh, good evening, Roger.
Yeah. How you doing today? Yeah, I was at the show today, and I sat in that bowl seat there, $59.95 install, and it will fail you. You kind of expect to take, some of the stuff be taken out of, but it takes it all out. And they put you on a simulator on a pretty rough ride, too.
So, So it was like, I'm trying to think, so you're just gliding along while the rough ride is all underneath you then. You don't feel any of it.
You don't feel any. They put you in a seat beside it, in a regular seat, and then you ride that one. Then you go over in a bowl seat, and you ride that one on a rough ride with the seat turned off. And when they turn the seat on, you take your feet, raise it up, and I was sitting just as still as the people sitting in them chairs out in the audience. I thought, man, this thing ain't nothing but sweet. But I'm like you, my $10,000 truck, you know, $5,000, $6,000 seat. but you sit in it all day.
Well, you know, there's some things it's hard to put a price on, like fatigue,
right.
And, you know, if you got a back problem or something where that would take care of it. So, you know, that may be, and that would be something you could take on to your next truck.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I put it in this truck. I found I'd probably keep this truck a while old, but I would. If I got me another one, you can bet it goes with me. And I got what I call a good seat in here. I bought it at the Louisville Truck Show 2 years ago. But it's nothing like that thing. I was impressed with that. And who, is that your wife on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was her name, Rose?
Rose, yeah.
Rose, yeah. You talking about a 10s unit. I got one of them, too. And, hey, that thing is, that. I haven't put it on in a while, but I didn't do that 15-minute deal. When I had that back problem, I put it on, left it on, to I want to turn it off. But it feels, that thing feels good. Really helps. But I got metal on my back, and I have back surgery. Go ahead.
Yeah, this thing was really small, and you couldn't plug it in or anything. Ran by 2 AAA batteries.
Right.
So I guess they got something else, in the same building there, or in the same row, that's a little bit bigger. So I'll have to check that out tomorrow.
I bought mine on the Internet. It's about the size of a cell phone. So I would like a BlackBerry, size of a BlackBerry.
Mm.
And it's got all kind of different settings on it. It'll really dig in, or you can put it lightly or pulsing and all that, you know. But I carry it just in case I get that real bad feeling again. But as long as I don't feel that bad, I don't hardly put it on. But when I had that feeling, I was sitting in that seat and I had it on all day long.
Mm.
But if I had a bold seat, I wasn't sure I need that, though.
So that really helped you with pain then?
Oh yeah, definitely. You got patches. I put it in my 4 different spots. Then I ordered they got a thing that goes all the way around. You know, it's not like 2 separate patches. It's just one. You put it across the bottom. I got like 4 of them, and I just stick it here, there, wherever. You know, then I go down the road and I just let it run. You set the timer for however long you want. Sometimes I have that thing on all day. Really helps, though.
Well, that's good to know. We'll kind of check those out a little more. I got
that Duralast charger air cooler. You don't think I need that checked, do you?
Well, how old is it?
I probably had it on the truck 3 years.
The Duralite is one that's one of the best built ones there is, so I wouldn't worry too much about that one. But have you ever tested it?
No. I put it on, and the other one was, you know, it was had a pretty good size hole in it. It was losing a lot of air. You know, it just wasn't holding nothing. So I got rid of it. But this truck's got like a million, at that time probably had $1,200,000 on it. Yeah, but this one here I put on, I like the way this one was made. That's why I bought it, with the rubber garments and stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, it's definitely a good idea to test it periodically, just so you know that it's not leaking. But that one is, you know, the area, it's designed where it would fail, that it will last a long time. So not normally a problem, but. But if you wanna get it tested, well, you let us know, and we'll see if we can work that in for you.
Well, where y'all having that raffle at tomorrow? What booth is that at?
So you can buy the tickets at the Trucker Charity booth, And the booth number is 17137.
17137.
Yeah, if you see where the Continental tire display is, it's just right close to the end of that display.
Yeah, I'll run by there tomorrow.
Yeah, come on by them.
I win one of them things.
Oh, yeah. They got this Paramax P7 entertainment system. That's like a $2,500 deal. The OPS kit with install kit, $750 value. You know, everybody, a lot of people are putting those on. And they got a full set of air tabs, Schaefer Oil gift baskets. There's a bunch of stuff on the pile. So, and they're selling a maximum of 2,000 tickets for the raffle. So you got a pretty good chance.
Right.
So buy them often and buy as many as you can.
Well, I'll definitely stop by tomorrow and buy a few of them. The other per day, I just went through kind of quick looking at stuff I wanted to look at. And I bought one of the right way things. I already put that thing on. I hope to get some air tabs tomorrow. So we'll get them things.
Yeah. Yep, those are all good items. I swang through the where the normal sponsors and stuff Kevin talks about, the air tabs and
right.
The balance
right.
Masters, the True Balance. Stop talking to them guys.
I got all that on my truck already. I stopped mm-hmm. talking to them about the permanent true balance for the back. You know, we don't have to use the tools.
Yeah.
I got the permanent ones on the front, but they got the permanent ones for the back that I like to have because if you ever get a tire fix or something like that, you know, then when they put them back on, they're not centered.
So yeah, that's exactly, yeah. I know what you mean. I had a problem where we had a tire fixed on the road, and then they got the stems turned around wrong and the centromatic turned wrong, and there was no way you could air the inner tire. So
you have to watch them.
Yeah, you have to watch them. So.
Yeah, but you know what they're like. All right, I'll let you get the next call, man. I just want to call and tell about that, you know, that bold seat, man. That's why I wanted to check that thing out, too, because I've been hearing a lot about it, but I ain't heard no price. I went there, Dave told me the guy knocked me down. Now, let me know what it costs. He told me nothing. Yeah, you know what you're for. If you sit on that thing all the time, you know, that's one of the biggest things you're doing anyway. Your back and all that in that seat all day long, so. I'm like the other guy. I didn't think that was too bad. You know, I figured it was going to be higher than that, too.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really too bad.
Well, that is something we have, you know, if you add up the hours you're sitting on that seat.
Right.
And one thing I noticed now, I think it's only a few states. It's only like 48 states that I know of that have rough roads.
Do y'all truck together?
We do occasionally. We don't do it all the time, but we do a dedicated route, so it's not very long each week.
Right, right.
So we go individually. We go together when we can, and Well, there's a deal where we'll put the seat in, and then we'll be fighting over who gets to go.
That's what I said. Two of them may be kind of expensive. You know?
Oh, yeah. I don't think we could do that.
I understand that. But, well, maybe I'll get more home time then.
If you think about it, though, that a set of tires is, you know, almost that much. For the
right.
You know, the drive tires or the, you know, the tractor tires, and you wear them out all the time. So we'll definitely have to check that out a little closer. I'm already over the sticker shock, so I don't have to worry about that part.
Well, as soon as I left today, that's the first thing I was noticing, believe it or not. It was bouncing the seat. As soon as I left there, when I bobtail out, I had to get a load here in the morning. And when I bobtail out of there, that's the first thing that hit my mind. That seat, you know.
Hit that switch,
but you still have to take it easy because, you know, the truck can't take that beating either. You know, you get a seat like that, people won't worry about the truck. But you have to remember about the truck, too.
Well, how long have you been on the road?
Total or just?
Well, yeah, how many years you been trucking?
About 25. But I was a barnyard trucker. I was home every night until about 2 years ago.
Well, you may remember those trucks back in those days that had what they called springs on them. They didn't have air ride.
I don't want to go back to them days.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. The things are changing, you know, and we gradually, but you can't hardly find a spring ride anymore. So at least we're moving forward, even if the roads are still rough. The trucks are getting a little better.
Everything we got now rides a whole lot better. I like the trucks we got today instead of the ones they used to have. No fire steering and all that, you know. All right, man, we'll get out of here. I'll talk at you later. I just wanted to get y'all know about that and that TENS unit. That is a good thing.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you checking in and letting us know.
All right, then, y'all have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
You too. Good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Now, I have to... At this point, I have to say I'm having some more technical difficulties here. And I am not sure if I mash something here, if I'm going to lose everything completely. So I'm just going to go ahead and cover a couple things for a moment here that I was thinking about, I wanted to mention. Now, I did get over to the Pittsburgh Power booth, and of course, it's always Bruce Mallinson and his crew. It's always a busy place, but that's a good place to stop if you're at the show. Check things out. Like I said, the True Balance, those guys are, that's an awesome product, and if you can get over there and talk to the fine folks there, that's a really good one. I see the MD Alignment folks were there. I didn't get to talk to them yet, but I will check in with them. And so there's a really good spot. True Balance folks are there. OPS1, they're just great folks, you know, and they got a great product. And so, you know, if you have the older OPS1, you can convert to a spin-on, which is a really neat deal. And so they have that conversion laying there, and I was looking at it, and I said, hey, that's exactly what I've been looking for that is small enough to use on my reefer. So you guys out there that pull reefers or own, you know, your trailer and have a reefer, you may want to look at this. Now, I spoke to Artie a little bit about... the deal. And of course, they've got show specials. If you call them, they'll give you a good deal on a system. But the one for the reefer, the head for that is just under $100, and then you buy a pack of filters to go with it, which would be around, depending on the length of filter, around 120 or so. So maybe 250. You can put the unit on your reefer, keep the oil clean, maybe change the filter once a year depending on how you use the unit. So I'm definitely going to be looking into that myself. And like I said, those folks are really good. So if you're at the show, stop by and say hello. What else we got? Kevin and Lisa, of course, are there and you could talk to the Fitzgerald, saw Robert Fitzgerald, and they got a truck there. Forget, Rose, what else did you see there?
It was you most of the time.
Yeah, well, of course, we had to make the rounds to get all the free stuff, but quick before they ran out. But there is a lot to check out there, and we're going to be spending some time at some more tire vendors tomorrow and helping out at the Trucker Charity booth. So get on over there. Look us up if you get over there. And also, I want to check out some of the APUs, some of the battery systems. getting kind of interested in the technology there. And
a couple of tool places that I eyed, and you saw that too.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be checking out the tool and all the neat truck, and there's just a ton of stuff. The show needs to be a week long and 10 hours a day for you to get to it all, but we'll do our best. But we got about another segment of about 15 minutes. I hate to do this, but I'm going to mash a button here. There's two things that can happen. We can either lose the whole thing, or I can get back to the rest of the calls. I know we had some other calls in line, but something went haywire here where my screen went blank. So I am going to hit this and hope for the best, and hope everything works out. So hang on. So Rose, start singing a song.
I'll start praying.
Whatever it takes there.
Say your prayers.
and this is fun. We're sitting in a motel room. Got a laptop. We're dialed in, with Skype into the phone system here. And so it's technology at its best. Just a few years ago, we couldn't even have done something like this. So, well, I'm going to count down here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm going to mash this button and see what happens. So, and I'll just keep talking. Let's see. I do have. I stopped at Thermo King here and got the new TriPack info. And I was going to look that over tonight and then see, I might have some good questions for him. But their TriPack E is the battery system, and that's something that really looks like it's going to be popular. Okay. And looks like we're actually back. Whoops. Sorry there. I'm going to take another call, the 6038. Will be your turn up if I can mash the button here. And let's see if that works. Okay, Ash, we should have you.
Hello?
Hello? Welcome. Yep.
Hey, this is Mike calling from Georgia.
Mike from Georgia?
Yeah, I got a question on the steering tires.
Okay.
I got an 04 Freightliner. 660,000 on it, and had a guy at the mechanic shop. He said it needed kingpins. The right tire wearing real bad on the inside, feathering up just a little bit on the edge. Just wanted another, someone else to maybe those idea might. He checked the bearings, said the bearings were tight. But I didn't know for sure if that would be what would cause that tire to do that. The left side is fine, pretty much. It's just the right side. It drives fine, no shimmy, drives smooth.
Okay. What brand of tires you have?
It's a Continental. I don't know the number on it.
Okay, but it's Continental steer tire?
Yes, sir.
How many miles on the one on the right one that's,
around 45,000.
Okay. And what is the wear even around the tire, or is it cupped?
No, it's even. It's even all the way around.
Okay. Well, then, in the order in my mind would be, the bearings. The bearings check out. Then the kingpin wear would be a factor if you verify that you have kingpin wear, or if you have it on just that right side, that would definitely do it. The toe-in setting. And probably the next thing I would look at is the drive axle alignment.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I just put a new set of drives on, and I put the Yokohamas, 517s, that what, I can't remember the number, but.
Are they drive tires?
I put all position tires.
Oh, that, well, okay, so the probably a R-Way 617?
Yes,
maybe?
That's what it was. That's what they are, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I just put them on, they don't have about 4,000 or 5,000 miles on them. But it seemed like it did get worse. That's when I really started noticing after I started running those. And I'm thinking, well, I didn't know that would cause the right, the front to wear. I mean, to do that.
Well, I can't paint a picture with words on this one. But if you can imagine the two drive axles being crooked under the truck, and with all the weight on them, they're going to push that front end one way or the other if they're not in alignment.
Right.
And then that just drags that tire and makes it wear. But also, when you have the wear on the inside edge, and if the toe-in setting is off, the left tire may be where it wants to be, where the right tire may be way, off. And so that would definitely cause the wear, too. And the same thing with the kingpin. If it does have a excessive wear on it, it'll throw the whole thing out of alignment. Have you ever had a three-axle alignment?
No, sir. I hadn't.
Okay, well, I would definitely recommend that. If you can, you call MD Alignment. I don't have their number, but you can look them up on the internet, or their website is mdalign.com.
Right. I know,
find one of their shops.
Before I put these new Yokohamas on, I had recaps on. And, it was wearing a little bit odd, the right rear inside and the left outside tire was wearing more than, the other tires.
Okay, yeah, that might indicate
right rear outside, the left and rear. I mean, the right rear inside, the left rear outside tire was wearing more than the other tire beside it. I haul light stuff. I'm hauling probably, 12,000, 14,000 net. I'm not grossing hardly 50,000. Got a dedicated run 5 days a week. I'm running 2,850 miles a week.
Okay, well, so you had the recaps. See, sometimes you can have some issues with the recaps where they're not completely round, or, so that, you can't really, if you had a few thousand miles on your Yokohamas and then you had a funny wear pattern, you could probably read that a little bit, but that also might indicate that one of your rear axles is out of whack. And so I definitely, the way, I would, check the bearings, the bushings all over on the front end. If you do actually have kingpin wear, then you do need to correct that before getting it aligned. And then
I'm going to have kingpins put under there this weekend. Do I need to have it relined after I put those kingpins?
Yeah, you should. Although you've already got a wear problem with that one tire, so you have to, if it's excessive, you're either going to have to replace the tire or you know, if you can match the other side or replace the set.
Well, I thought if I move the stairs I got on here now back to the rear and take one of those, two of those off positions and bring to the front.
Yeah, yeah.
Will that tire keep wearing back there on the rear?
Oh no, that'll straighten that out. That'll correct that wear, and that'll straighten that up if you put it on the drive. So yeah, and one thing I would do at that mileage, I'd check the wheel bearing adjustment on the drive hubs, you know, before getting it aligned. And that's one of the things that at MD Alignment they will do all that stuff. You know, if you get a hold of one of their shops, they're familiar with all that. Where a lot of places that do the alignment, you know, they don't really check for the wear, and then they try and line your truck with all that stuff out of adjustment, and then it doesn't really work out.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I'll look them up on their website and find a place to get them to check it out. And like I said, it rides fine. It doesn't, you know, it drives smooth. That's what I could never understand. You know, it was wearing that much, it looked like it would feel something in the front, you know, but I knew it drives fine, you know, but it's just wearing feel bad on the inside edge. Right.
Yeah, well, if you think about that, the left tire is going straight down the road and the right tire is turn towards the inside, you know, and then think about how it's dragging it and it'll wear off that edge. That's what I'm imagining, you know, your situation is. So, but it can be from the rear axles being out of line.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time and your knowledge. First time I ever called in, I've listened to Kevin all time, and I just started the other week listening to this on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and but I just wanted to get some more a little bit more information about it. I just wasn't familiar with that way that tire was doing.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you checked in. It looks like we're just about out of time, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off here and appreciate everybody checking in tonight, and hope we can see anybody that's at the truck show. I try and look us up and say hello. And with that, I think we'll sign off here. Rose, you got some final words?
No, good night, everyone. God bless you all, and have a safe night.
Thank you, y'all. Have a good night.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking in, everybody, and we'll catch you all next time around.
Okie doke.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's it. And that should show is on, but not streaming. Okay, I think we're done here.
That's a wrap.
Rough as it might have been. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to sign off here, too, if I can. Sort of like you cut me off. I can't work nothing. Here we go. Just hang up that one.